Heckler's Children by James Brogdon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Stuart, Sally, Sam and Lily. The Tepid Twilight of a Present Without a Past. Joan Lindsay, The Secret of Hanging Rock. Prologue. It was a sound with which the villagers were all too familiar, the screaming of a mother for her stolen baby. Across the hill fort they awoke. The women reached for their children in the dark and held them close, thankful that this time it wasn't them, while the men found their bronze-bladed hunting spears and lurched out into the night, drunk with sleep. The embers of cooking fires were blown up to kindle torches, and the men met at the centre of the village in a huddle of wide eyes and whitened knuckles. Drizzle sifted through the flames, and the light scored the lines of rib cages with shadow. These men were starving. Their families were starving. They had all been starving since their own childhoods, when, on an island of rock and ice, so far across the Northern Ocean that it existed only as a rumour on the edge of traders' tales, a mountain of fire exploded, and its anger darkened the skies. Exactly what their forefathers had done to anger the goddess so profoundly was a mystery, but black rain had flooded the land and forest had become fen, driving the animals far away in search of light and warmth. Those who had chosen not to follow.